You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So before we get into the next story, just a quick warning. The next story we have discusses issues of suicide and mental health. So this is something that triggers you. Please tune back in around 10 or so minutes. So this week, producer Leonard Powell caught up with Sam Doddle. Sam is traveling around Aotearoa in his van with his dog and girlfriend, cutting men's hair and helping men open up about mental health while sitting in the barber's chair. Known as the Barter Barber, Sam is not doing it for money. He only receives donations such as food or gas to keep him going. Instead, Sam is trying to do something about the problem that he, along with so many others, have seen firsthand. Leonard began by asking Sam to explain what the Barter Barber is all about.
So the Barter Barber is a charitable project that's been taking place the last year, and we're on the road for the next 2 years, and we're visiting every single town in New Zealand, swapping haircuts for goods and services. So people don't usually give us money. They usually give us like some food or some gas or you know, just something that they've made themselves, and we use that just to get around the country and trade for haircuts and shaves. And we use that time to talk to guys, groups of guys, about mental health, communication, masculinity, and suicide prevention. So it's a pretty busy little job, and it's a really fun way to live.
Yeah, I bet. And just before we get to the mental health part, the way that you travel around, like, are you in a van or do you go around in your car? How many of you is there?
Dude. So we're in a Bedford CF, so like an old school Bedford van. It's just all been wrapped up by Big Brown Industries the other day, so it looks all nice and classic and all the rest of it. And we live in that, and we have a barbershop caravan that we tour around behind it.
Nice, man. And when you say we, is it you? Are you traveling with other people?
Yeah, so it's myself, my dog, my girlfriend.
Nice, man.
So she does a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Usually any kind of articulate emailing has been done by her rather than myself.
Nice.
My dog, Bo, he's there as a service animal, so he comes along, and he's really helpful for when we're having those hard conversations, just to keep our hands busy.
True, yeah, because hard conversations, I was thinking that, like, just hands in general. Say you're out at like a bar or something, trying to keep your hands busy. That's actually such a true thing you say there, eh?
And it's also how we communicate as guys. So, you know, as women are really good at communicating with each other and with their feelings, us guys quite haven't got there quite yet. So when we communicate, one of the things that I do try and teach is go and do something. You know, we work with our hands. Go and go fishing or, you know, go do whatever, fix a car. But as long as you're using your hands, it's a lot easier for us guys to talk and talk candidly.
That makes so much sense, Sam. Did you come up with that yourself, or have you sort of like learnt that from someone?
I think that for doing what I do for the length of time that I've been doing it, I've found quite a few little life hacks when it comes to us guys. Because, yeah. We do operate quite differently. And I think that we haven't actually had a look at ourselves as a gender the same way as women have and gone, do I agree with this role that I'm in?
Yeah, big time. Like, sure, that's interesting stuff. I'll move just quickly because I reckon I could talk to you all day. Yeah, you sound like the man. I'm glad that I missed you.
Cheers, bro.
You just come through Auckland, haven't you?
Yeah, but we're up there quite more regularly than we'd like to be.
Yeah, well, I'll be following along, so when you're back, I'll definitely pop through. But just on the mental health and obviously suicide, it's something, what do you make of the fact that suicide's not really reported by the media in New Zealand when something like the road toll is?
Well, there's reasons behind suicidality not being talked about like that. A lot of them have to do with the lead-on effects that they can have, but the media are actually starting to pick up things around suicide prevention and mental health, which are things that we should be talking about. Suicidality has there's particular things that we can't talk about. We can't talk about methods. We can't talk about those kind of things. But what we can talk about is, the interpersonal relationship between ourselves and people that have been affected. Because, I mean, if you have this conversation with any group of people, usually, you know, quite a few of them would have had somebody in their life or been affected by a suicide.
Absolutely. And I think it just seems to me anyway, it's the whole everything around it recently for sure, it's just becoming more and more prevalent. So there's got to be...
Yeah, well, that's
they show that. Absolutely. And this is something you've obviously seen that and you thought, no, I can't stand for this, just watching this go on. You want to get out there and do something about it. I love that. So what was it? Was there a final straw that sort of made you go, or something that really went off that said, okay, this is it, I'm going to go and I'm going to do this?
Absolutely. So I have lost a few friends to suicide, but it was at the point where I had somebody that needed my help, and I went out and tried to get them help, and I realized that there wasn't any help for them to have. It's really, really difficult to get the system to work for people that can't afford private care, or that, you know, to be going through the governmental system. So it's really, really important. And what we do is actually empowering communities to look after themselves. So there's actually a safety net before we need to go to, you know, governmental departments or healthcare. And that starts with us having open, honest communication with each other.
Absolutely. And like you're saying, guys, you're sort of focused with your work. It's towards men.
So our stats last year, we had 606 suicides last year, as you may have seen with the Shoe Project. Almost 500 of those were men. So there's a huge disparity between, and I'm not saying that suicidality is not in women, because that is. But the amount of men is just absolutely incredible and staggering, and it's because we can't communicate. It's a range of reasons, but that's one of the big ones.
It's a big reason, yeah. So just what is, for you, what you do, what's a typical week in as the Barter Barber? What does that look like for you? I imagine there's no typical week, but what is, for example, just give me a sort of rundown about what you do and what it looks like.
Alrighty, so we'll usually say we'll pull up to an area, and we would have already gone through the newspapers or something telling us that we're coming. We pull up into businesses, men-focused businesses, so a lot of mechanics or into farms, share milking and all those kind of places, places where we find high concentrations of men, and we just cut hair. We just cut here and we talk a lot of stuff, and we talk about, you know, how do we communicate with each other? What do we do when we're sad? And those conversations sound really heavy, but they're really not when you've got a group of guys and you're giving them the space to actually express themselves. So we do that, and then we'll swap, you know, cuts for some food or some petrol, and we'll use that to move a little bit further, maybe up the coast or into another community, and we just keep on doing that all the way through, talking at schools and anywhere that will really have us.
Man, like, I can imagine some of the conversations you've had. Wow, you would have, geez, you'd be getting some life experience on the road going out there around, especially just rural parts of New Zealand. You're getting guys who are traditionally, this, I guess you could almost say it's a stigma in New Zealand, people who are very reluctant to open up about their feelings. So that'd be quite an amazing experience, seeing someone like that to really open up and talk about how they're going.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of it is just giving them the space to do that. We've noticed that going into these groups of guys, they, you know, the ones that we think are going to be the most stoic actually want to talk the most, and that's because they see the issue. They see the problem there. And the just to be given the space or even the tools to communicate, it can be really life-changing, even just over a couple of hours.
Yeah, man. I've probably got to wrap it up quickly. You're talking about the documentary that you're doing. So you do a bit of filming and things like that. How's that coming along?
Yeah, so we've been filming little bits by little bits. It's been really difficult because we're trying to get sponsored some cameras at the moment. With the scale of filming that we're doing, we obviously won't be putting it out for another 3 years till we're finished. So we have to get the high-quality stuff. So we've been working on that. But at the moment, just in the meantime, we've been making a web series, which we'll be launching in the next couple of weeks.
Right, and people can check that out on your Facebook page.
Absolutely.
You're on all the social medias. What do they search up if they want to find that?
Best one is just facebook.com/TheBarterBarber.
The Barter Barber. I like
from there you can find where we are, what we're up to, and also if you want to find out when we're going to be in your area, or at least around your area, you can jump on there.
Sweet. Hey Sam, thank you so much, bro. I really appreciate it. I love what you're doing. Like, I can't wait to meet you in person and everything. This is awesome.
Hey, thank you so much. And yeah, we do have a give a little going. We're just about to launch that as well. So that should be launched by the time this plays.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
So that was Leonard Powell's chat with Sam Dowdle, the Bata Baba, who's traveling around the country raising awareness of men's mental health. If you are struggling with any mental health issues, you can, and please, I stress, please do call either Lifeline on 09-522-2999. So that's 09-522-2999, or the Depression Helpline on 0800-111-757.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.